This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Representatives from the Northern Arapaho tribe recently traveled from Wyoming to Colorado's eastern plains to visit their ancestral land. CPR's Paolo Shalstida reports.
Members of the tribe met with students from Strasburg High School for their yearly Arapaho Day ceremony. This year, students, most of whom do not come from an indigenous background, participated in a powwow after being blessed by tribal elders. Stephen Seminole, an Arapaho member and Navy veteran, says it's important to have their history taught in areas that were once tribal land.
We're trying to bridge that gap to where, you know, we can get along now in this society.
The Arapaho tribe previously worked with Strasburg High to help make its mascot, the Indians, more respectful and culturally accurate. I'm Paolo Shalstida, CPR News.
The Colorado Avalanche are one win away from moving on in the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Avs beat the Nashville Predators 7-3 yesterday to take a commanding 3-0 lead in their best-of-7-game series. The teams will meet again tomorrow night in Nashville. And here's Johnny. The prop axe that was used in the legendary horror film The Shining will now call Colorado home. The axe was donated to the Stanley Film Center in Estes Park after it was recently bought at auction. In 1973, Stephen King stayed at the Stanley Hotel, which inspired him to write the novel that would become a film classic. You're listening to CPR.